This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Shaoning. 7.46 a.m., Monday the 14th of December. And we are running a poll on the BFM Twitter account asking you, can Warisan gain support in Peninsular Malaysia? We've had about 60 votes so far, the majority saying no, they can't gain support. That's at 53%. 18% have said yes, little support. 12% said yes, strong support. Another 17% don't know. And we're asking this, of course, because last Saturday, former Sabah Chief Minister and President of Warisan, Datuk Sri Muhammad Shafi Abdal, said that his party will be expanding to Peninsular Malaysia, repositioning itself as a national party.
Yeah, he wrote this on his Facebook saying that the move is necessary as it is time for Sabah leaders to show that they are not merely followers of the federal government. Shafi reasoned that the party's multiracial and multi-religious template is an example that Warisan is qualified to represent all Malaysians. Meanwhile, on the peninsula front, PKR seems to be experiencing some problems of its own, as state heads of PKR Youth have called for the issue of National Chief Akmal Nazir to resign following disparaging remarks about party president Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim in leaked communication, and they want that to be resolved internally. So in the leaked messages, Akmal was criticizing Anwar's maneuvering and purportedly showed he, along with others, were prepared to stop Anwar from making his September announcement, which has yet to materialize.
Certainly an interesting time in Malaysian politics. And for more on this, we have with us this morning Jahaba Sadiq, editor of the Malaysian Insight, to give us his views and also a wrap-up of what's happened on the political front over the weekend. Jahaba, thank you so much for joining us today. So what are your thoughts on Warisan expanding in Peninsular Malaysia? Will they get the support they need to have a large enough presence here?
Good morning. I think people recall that in the 1990 PBS, Party from Sabah, had a tie-up with Gerakan. It was short-lived. And then in 1995, PBS attempted to set up branches in Peninsular Malaysia, purportedly to represent Sabahans who work in Peninsular Malaysia. And that didn't get any traction. So I think Warisan is doing the same thing. But it is a Sabah-based party. And I don't think it will capture people's imagination to support it without any clear indication of what their branding is all about, what their political philosophy is all about. Because, as you know, we were talking this morning, Malaysian politics is a crowded place. You know, there's way too many parties, way too many personalities, but not enough policy and philosophy, really.
Yeah, I think when we take a look at this, I think a lot of this is being driven by Dato' Sri Shafi himself, right? Because he's trying to, I think, position himself as an alternate leader for Pakatan Harapan. And do you think, do you concur with this sentiment here, Jahaba? And if so, do you think Pakatan Harapan would accept him as an alternate leader to, I think right now, it's Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim?
I if you recall, earlier this year, when the Pakatan Harapan government fell, and then there was a merry-go-round about who will lead the PAC and offer itself as the government of the day after Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. And one of the options was Dato' Shafi Abdal. But he did not get as much support as he could from PKR. And I guess that's the contestation that we have today. Shafi Abdal is the alternative to Anwar Ibrahim. And that's a choice that parties in whatever that's left of Pakatan Harapan have to make now. And in that sense, I don't think Shafi and Warisan need to set up base in Peninsular Malaysia to do this. You just need all the MPs in Pakatan Harapan to just decide once and for all who they should back as their prime minister candidate and then present it in any upcoming general election, rather than, you know, getting all these surgery decorations and going to the king. And I think we've had enough of that by now.
And I guess a question arising from this would also be, considering the fact that Dato' Sri Shafi most recently also lost Sabah, will he be able to inspire confidence and strength in a wider peninsula if he hasn't been able to do so within his own state?
Well, I think you clarify that. I don't think he actually lost Sabah because of his efforts. His coalition in Sabah suffered setbacks because his coalition partners did not win as many seats as they thought they could, rather than his own Warisan losing seats, he might have lost Sabah as a state. It was a very interesting election, by the way. But I think people do see him as a national leader. He was in UMNO. He was a vice president. And he's got a kind of cachet that a lot of East Malaysian leaders do not have, in the sense that a lot of people over this side of the pond recognize him and his name. Yeah. So I think he can do well if given the chance.
Yeah, Jabal. So when I look at the situation here, it seems like Dato' Sri Anwar and Dato' Sri Shafi are essentially checkmating each other for a clear prime ministerial candidate, right? Do you think that there is a lot of pressure within the coalition for new leadership at the top? And if so, who are alternate leaders if not Anwar Ibrahim or Shafi Abdal?
Well, you're right there, Roshan. That there must be new blood, fresh blood, new leadership in what is left of Pakatan Harapan. But, you know, I can't say for sure who can come up because it's up to them. You were mentioning earlier about Akmal and what he was saying. I think PKR, let's just be frank what PKR is all about. It was all about freeing Anwar from jail. And now that Anwar is out of jail, it's about making him prime minister. And as for the rest of the parties, they play a supporting role. Excuse me. And now we have Shafi Abdal there. So it's a matter of time before they, excuse me again, that they can figure out who they want and on what kind of platform they want to go about. I think the good thing about Shafi Abdal is recently he came out with a document about the economy and the way forward. And this is something that's lacking from the rest of Pakatan as we speak right now.
So do you think that Pakatan Harapan's coalition will remain status quo going into GE15? Or do you think that a new coalition is in the making, given the recent headlines that we've seen around a potential DAP UMNO pact in Perak and also with Warisan but to expanding onto a national stage?
I think the reality of 2020 is that we have become a developed nation in terms of politics, that any election going forward will have coalitions after an election, where you know, depending on the number of seats, then you say, let's band together. We might not like each other's face, but, you know, for the interest of the country, let's get together and run the country. Right? I think that's the reality that we have to face. Rather than this very archaic, let's register a coalition, and then I don't like you, I'll come out and I'll rejoin you. This country deserves better set of politicians. And right now, I think we've got the worst of the lot.
Thank you for speaking with us this morning, Jahaba. That was Jahaba Sadiq, editor of the Malaysian Insight, talking to us about the political situation that we are seeing here in Malaysia. I think there are also questions over whether or not Perikatan Nasional will stay at kind of as it is, as we've seen it, because there have been a lot of rumblings of discontent between particularly UMNO within the coalition, and whether or not it's going to take a leadership position going forward into GE15. Shaning, what were some of your thoughts listening to Jahaba?
I think his point that Pakatan Harapan or PKR was created to release Anwar from jail. And now that he's out of jail, the objective is to get him to be prime minister. But beyond that, what else is PKR's, I guess, main purpose? And the other point is, what is left for Pakatan Harapan? I mean, that's his question, right? And that's a very interesting question. Mm-hmm. And who else can lead them?
Yeah, I think it's personally very interesting. You know, when he at the end, when talking about how you know, before that coalitions could be looking at being formed after an election is formed. Basically, fight out your fights in the election and then we'll form a coalition after, which is very UK-esque, right, in the recent years especially, because you're trying to band together to form a government. Okay, and it's an interesting thing to go about. We'll see how it plays out. But, you know, before Pakatan Harapan, there was PR. There was Pakatan Rakyat. So let's see what plays out in the next election.
Yeah, coalition building after the fact. I mean, at least what it means is that you're building the coalition based on concrete numbers, right? Which is something that we have a severe lack of in our politics today, because no one knows quite how many people support Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim versus the current government. Shaning, what was some of your thoughts here?
But does that mean that the priority is to be in government rather than stick with your principles still then?
Yes, that is a good question.
I think that's the preeminent political question. But we've got a poll running on Twitter right now. Can Warisan gain support in Peninsula Malaysia? Right now, 50% say no, and 23% say yes with little support. Only 8% think they'll get strong support in the peninsula. Let us know what you think over on Twitter at BFM Radio, or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Indeed, do let us know what you think. But right now we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin, and after that, the breakfast grill, where Kusu Chuang speaks with William Hon, CEO of BioAlpha Holdings. But first, here is the Mercedes legendary rock break with We Will Rock You by Queen, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.